The adult beverages are poured. The kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming. It's a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives.
My name is Trevor, and I have a 7-year-old and a... Oh, I don't have an 8-year-old. Damn. Okay.
Almost, you're forgetting your kids' ages. Hold on.
The reason this happened... We'll get to the intro, I swear to God. The reason this happened is on the way home, my youngest was asking me, hey, when my brother is 10, can we stay home alone? The thing we've kind of discussed, like we've kind of looked about it online, and that was more of a, okay, we're going to go for a walk. One of you is 10, so like you guys stay, you'll be fine, right? But I don't know, we're going to figure that stuff out. But so I had 10 in my head.
Right.
And then I was about to say 10. I have a 10. I was like, well, I don't have a 10-year-old. And then I panicked and I took off too many and I ended up at 7.
Hey, that's part of, you know, life growing up, being a dad, admitting your mistakes to your children and your audience.
This, like, maybe this show will just be nothing but a live recording of my steady decline.
It could be used in like, hey, so when was Trevor forgetting things? Okay, it was episode 324.
Because as this episode will show, it is not this, a lot of it is about my terrible memory, but we'll get there. But I do have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old.
And on this show, we try to show you that just because you became a dad
does not mean it's game over.
It's your memory that is what's going to cause game over.
That's right. Reset.
Just get to it. All right. Last episode, worth calling out, we had some write-ins about this. There's a little bit of heat, a little bit of noise.
Okay.
Nothing too... No shots in the eye from their lasers. No kill shots. But okay. we had some divided opinions. So some people thought our hot take on adults creaming kids in laser tag was funny. And others, you know, not so much. Like, we're just trying to have a good time. But interesting to see that we riled up and ruffled some feathers in the adult laser tag community.
Uh-oh. They're coming for you. You're going to see lasers peeking through your window.
Yeah. So if you see a laser sight just like on the live feed, just like kind of fix on my head, like let me know. And I'll have to bob and weave so my vest doesn't vibrate extensively.
I'll warn you. Don't worry.
You're just walking to work and they've increased the technology. So now it's just like they have laser tag that just does muscle spasms. So you don't need to vest anymore. So all of a sudden, I'm just walking to work, and I start getting tagged and, like, muscle spasming. Like, oh, no, I can't move. That's such a joke now, is it, new dad?
How dare you say that?
About my life, my passion. I'm coming to your kid's next birthday.
Yeah. A hired goon in laser tag.
Yeah. Now, one such dad who does not play laser tag with others is good friend of the show, Bill, from A Gamer Looks at 40. First note... big thanks. We appeared on his podcast the other day. Episode, his cuts tend to be pretty nice. He'll take 4 or 5 different folks and put it together for a really nice show. Good show for everybody to check out. We will be appearing on it. That's great. A bit more interesting, too, is that he's going to be appearing here as a guest dad host.
Yeah.
So next week, I'll be traveling, not going to be around, and we thought we'd try something different. So you will see Bill from A Gamer Looks at 40 joining Jeff for guest hosting duties to see just how a show operates without me.
Yeah, well, this will be a good trial. I don't know, are you scared? Maybe come back to be like, yeah, we got like 1 million downloads and like sponsorships from like Sony. So like, I don't know why.
It's like Trevor went on this like laser tag tangent. Like it's just downhill. He doesn't even remember anything.
He's leaving the show to travel for laser tag. Like, I don't know. I can't control him.
So check out his show, Gamer Looks at 40. Check out next week to see some guest hosting duties. The interesting thing about his show, I'm glad he was a good sport because he brought us on to discuss Final Fantasy 2 and, or also known as 4 and 6. I'm already, I'm even forgetting the intro to it.
Yeah, 4 and 6 or 2 and 3.
Okay, I could not have been more damn confused as to what the hell was going on. I was just midstream. Like I could see almost like Jeff chuckling at it because I'm Googling, okay, which one is this character? Which one's 4? Like what happened? What did this one have a space whale? Like, what the hell is going on?
Right. Yeah.
Did you come in like flying colors? No issue whatsoever. I completely remember all of these plot points, or were you also equally confused?
I remember a bunch of like they're not traumatic moments, but like the big shifts in tone in these games. But I did brush up on just like, oh yeah, what else happened? Just so I know that, you know, what's going on. And I remember some of the things that completely passed me by. And that was fun just trying to remember those things. I'm like, it is, you know, 30 years ago. So, you know,
yeah,
we did our best.
I don't know if that's happened to other gaming dads listening. We'd love to hear about it if so, but it's when you're speaking to somebody who is passionate about a game, and it was even a game that you loved, and they'll say something to the effect, hey, remember when this and this happened, or can you recall this? And you're just looking at them with a blank stare in your face like, did that happen? Is this the same thing?
I did like the game. I just didn't write a book on it. So like, there's things that I don't remember at all that went over my head as a kid too, right? Mm-hmm. You're just like, I don't know. I just had fun with it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was wild. And I was like, I'm super happy that he was gracious, but trying to remember these old titles, just, I'll say this, like I left that show pretty excited to try to play Final Fantasy 2 and Final Fantasy 6 or 4 and 6, depending how asinine you're going to be.
Yeah, again, we left that show. I said, well, I'm going to look at all these games again. And I ended up replaying a Final Fantasy, and it was not 2 or 3 or 4 or 6. I just jumped to 10 because that's why so not?
Random.
I don't know why.
Of all titles.
And that's not like an easy one to beat. Like that one takes a lot of investment and grinding to get through, even with cheats and stuff going through it. Like the cutscenes are like forever long, and it's just something you can't. Okay, hold on. Stop the tape. I played this Final Fantasy X remaster, and just for anybody out there that has played the HD remaster, they've done a lot with it. Great, whatever. They have not made skippable cutscenes.
No, get out.
And so for the ones like the intro where I'm like, all right, I already know these characters. I know the setup. I just wanted to get into the game and feel it out and see where I want to go with it. Can't skip it. You can pause it, but it won't let you skip it. I'm like, what a weird thing to not include. And even if you try to skip it, there's like a game speed thing that you could like just boot up. It just makes the characters go through their motions faster, but you can't skip the scenes. And I'm like, oh, weird. I don't know if I'm going to go through this game entirely. I just wanted a taste of it, right?
And yeah.
I know how big this thing can get. So I don't know. I skipped 10. I don't know what it was. Bill inspired me maybe to go to 10.
Just to give it a shot. All the others.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in the conversation, I mean, so I have the retro console, like the little handheld, so I could very easily get it on there. I think it'd be fun. I even have my Game Boy SP has Final Fantasy 2 on it with an old cartridge. So just the challenge is like much like what you kind of experienced with modern niceties as far as cheat codes and like skipped and double the speed. It would be hard, I think, to go back to an actual legit copy of those games with dad time and try to possibly get this thing done.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Yeah. So I think if I was to ever kind of visit those things, it would be the nostalgia play. I've never beaten either. So I've not beat 2/4 and 6.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to see. I'd be kind of curious about it, but it has got to be cheats. It's got to be infinite. It's got to be fast walk. There's just no chance of playing any of this thing.
Yeah, I don't think so. And honestly, I don't know. I'd recommend almost the YouTube video versions of them. Like, they're great games, but I speak from like great games as like a child, right? And going back to them, like, yeah, they have those notes, but I'm remembering those as a child. So like to go through for the portions you didn't complete, it'd be like, eh, maybe it's a YouTube video.
Just watch the main story beats.
That's right.
God, maybe. Yeah, with everything else on our plate, I'm surprised. Like, you are still, unless you want to update the audience what the heck you're doing otherwise, like, you're still in the midst of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, no?
Yeah, no, I am racing chocobos. I have to. Okay, and just a quick note, I'm not going to go into it because I've talked about this forever, but it is built like Mario Kart, and it's got like three levels to beat with like 20 races each, and there's like so many tracks. It's like an entire game. I'm like, I don't remember any of this. Well, in the original, it was just like, I think, one course, and you just had to race it over and over and breed the chocobos to get the best one, right? This one, you're racing, I think, to get... I don't even know where it's going. I think you race to get the better chocobos, and I'm hoping there's a golden one, but it's like one of those things where I'm like, all right, this is easy to do, can pick up and play, but man, I have to go through so many. I kind of want to give it to my kids and be like, okay, just beat this.
Yeah, just
beat this portion. I just want the thing at the end. Thanks.
Oh, please do that. That's so perfect.
It's
kind of a dad dream, right? Like something that you find repetitive and nonsense, something that they can just sink their teeth in and do nothing but.
Yeah.
And then be able to, and you reap the rewards.
This is the gaming dad version of, hey kid, hand me the wrench, right? Like, like, here's the controller, hand me the golden chocobo. Thanks.
Yeah, you're not allowed to play the whole game.
No.
Don't you dare leave this little circle, but otherwise.
No, that's right.
Absolutely, I need you to take care of these garbage races.
God, yes.
Do
yes,
that please. And report back. That is so fascinating.
I might. I think I'm there. So.
So totally I think with all this travel, I might look into the remasters, get them on my phone, see if I can make a dent in it. It'd be interesting to get through it. But as you said, too, just even with all the cheats, like
it's a long haul.
The time investments as opposed to just watching a YouTube video maybe to get the main story beats might be a better thing. Because speaking of bad memory, as promised, I got back into Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yay!
Yeah,
our audience did it.
Yeah, I was playing, had it on the PlayStation. I was actually streaming it to my phone, which was fantastic. Like, I could not believe how smooth it was, and it is a great way to play it on it. Well, the best way to play is obviously with a huge screen and like big sound system, because this game is gorgeous to this day. But it just the same, being able to stream it so I can just have it wherever I go. Great. Jeff, I was so confused. I was so sad. I was so lost. I had no damn concept, and they just kept talking. It's like, oh, I must go to Mithril, and oh, what about Ugon? Oh, Ugon's not here. He left with Jonathan. Jonathan, where's Jonathan been? Oh, with Uganda. It's like, what is any of these things you're saying? Because it's not even English, right? Like, it's just made up lore inside of this world, and it's... They would finish. It's like, that's what happened. It's like, cool. Is that bad? Is that
what side am I on? What am I doing?
Yeah. Which of you am I supposed to kill now? I was contemplating the saving grace is that there's a big damn yellow marker with where I'm supposed to go.
Right.
So the two options, the two branching paths I have in front of me are go back, restart it so I can get my footing, and then just try to mainline it, see if I can avoid it, or stay true, like just keep the game, like I think I'm halfway.
Oh, okay,
just keep on going and see if I can pick up enough of the story.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So what do you think, like where should I land on this?
I think in the interest of your sanity, you continue on from where you are in the game, because if it is halfway through, That's a pretty big chunk of hours sunk into it already, probably around 25-ish, from what I remember, what I put in to beat this thing. To start again would be, I think, even more of a slog, because as you go through it, like you start with nothing, right? And then you build up and over time and whatever, and it's a little bit more frustrating now. But I think if you, again, employ the YouTube mode, and maybe get up the story beats and where you are at to figure it out. They do have quite a lore in-game, like, dictionary encyclopedia thing. But that's just, I don't know, it's like segments and fragments of stuff. I would suggest YouTube it and just continue on from where you are, maybe, to complete it.
I think that sounds like the right path. So I will look to review. I'll try to catch up on the story up to the point where I'm at to try to remember what the heck is going on. And I, as soon as I went in, right to settings, all the way to like basic, as just to story mode.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just forget it. Like, I'm not going to even try, which is great too. Cause I was like ripping around. It was like some sort of boss battle. I'm just sitting in the back. She's like, pew, pew. Like, it was so simple.
It's honestly way better how they did those difficulty settings. Cause even if a lot of the in-game stuff is crafting your arrows and all that stuff, and they just give you more of the stuff. So you never just run out and you don't have to grind to get all the arrows that you want or whatever it is. And I don't know. I think I'll have a better time with just the easier difficulty leaving off where you are, even though it's like, I really enjoyed the story of this and kind of where it went and how it told the story of the apocalypse and, you know, the things to come.
Yeah.
So as long as you get like glimpses of it, if you remember those glimpses, Trevor, and you're not like sitting in the retirement home being like, hey, did I ever play Horizon? Did I ever finish it?
Yeah. I think it'd be more of a, I could foresee like replaying this in future, you know, when we retired. Well, in a sense that like if some sort of grand swath of open time came about, I think it'd be a great thing to revisit, or very least maybe just like the next version, the sequel, whatever the name of that one was.
Yeah. Forbidden West is they took everything here. This is your Final Fantasy one.
Okay.
And theirs is like, they cleaned up a lot. So it's almost like their Final Fantasy 4/6. Like it's way easier to work with. So I don't know.
So so I'm curious about all that. Other gaming dads out there, have you struggled having picked up an old game, trying to remember what the heck is going on? Did your muscle memory fight back in? Were you able to like remember what the heck to do with what you're going for? We'd love to hear stories about that. Reach out to us at newdadgaming or newdadgaming.com. Now, public PSA, this is something I just came across recently, randomly, in fact, on, I believe it was Reddit, and was one of those kind of head shake moments like, this is a thing that exists? And it seems like you were aware of it. Like, you already knew this from, you had at least heard of this before?
Yeah, when you mentioned this, I was familiar with it, just didn't know the ins and outs of it. So I'm glad you found this and can say it to your New Dad Gaming group.
Or will I?
No. Or will you? It's a mystery. Tune in next time.
same dad channel. No, so Project Diablo 2. Yes. So what an enterprising group of developers have done for free, you can donate, but this thing is entirely free, is if you own the PC, original PC versions of Diablo 2 and the expansion, Lord of Destruction, this is basically a attempt to bring in some of the laddering, the seasons, and a bunch of improvements to the games. So this thing does is you install your game normally, your original Diablo 2, and the DLC Lord of Destruction. You download this mod for free, and all of a sudden there's a season. Not a season pass, you don't pay. This season where, okay, there's laddering, who's going to be on top of the ladder. There is improvement to weapons and like lore and like extra pieces, and there's like seasonal content and everything else like that. Let's see if I can find a better description from the site. Project Diablo 2, a mod for and by passionate Diablo 2 fans. We aim to maintain the Lord of Destruction experience and provide consistent ladder resets while improving on the game as if development never ceased. So right now they're in season 9, Anarchy. Project Diablo 2's ninth season will begin on April 12th at 10 a.m. The open beta will run from April 8th to 10th, and our closed beta will run from March 30th to April 7th. If you want to see more sneak peeks, check out our developer stream, video on demand at their Twitch channel, Senpai something, or the social links. So server resets every 4 months, paired with new balance and content updates. Be remembered in the Hall of Heroes as one of the first 3 players of your class to take down Diablo solo or reach 99, so just, you know, achievements put within it. Underwhelming uniques have fresh life breathed into them. Entirely new items create a myriad of possibilities for Sanctuary's most creative Nephilim. Do you know what Nephilim? That is,
I'm not sure. No.
Oops. Okay, well, Diablo 2 dads, write in, let us know what we said wrong. We've added many forms of endgame content while still keeping all the Lord of Destruction content relevant. This includes new challenging ubers, an endgame mapping system inspired by Path of Exile, and new group-oriented dungeons. So if Diablo 2 was your jam And you were thinking to yourself, it'd just be cool if I could keep on playing it. And you had some of the niceties of, I hate to say live service, because those, that is not peanut butter and jelly. Those things don't go together. Right. But some of the parts of laddering, new content, updated arcs every single time. This, they're doing it to the old game. They're making this happen.
I am so amazed at the people that kind of stick with a game that they love. Like, I always thought that I would have that game and kind of see it through the years and years and years and be part of these kind of communities. But I never, like, I always switch gears. I always go to something new. And when I see people like actually dedicated to it and they're on like the ninth season, and you know, in the beginning, it's kind of like this uncertain future, but then like it gets better and better and better. I'm always just taken back, but just the people that have stuck with it and built this, crafted this environment and made it in such a way that they don't get shut down by Blizzard, right? Like, this is like almost, it looks like it's blessed enough to continue. Like, Blizzard's not going to step in and
there's like
wreck it.
There'd be nothing for them to wreck. I think the reason is like because it's donateware as opposed to actually for sale. If they're selling this, it'd be a problem.
Probably. Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah.
But because it's donation, it's like, well, I mean, it's basically doing it for free, and it's just code on the internet. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Are you going to jump into this versus Diablo 4? I'm just saying, like...
I certainly like Diablo 4. Oh, sorry, Diablo 2. I bought the remaster for Xbox, though. I know this isn't for remaster, but just to say, like, I had a new initiation with it, was enjoying it as far as... It's not simple, but it just has some of the, it misses a lot of the big trappings of modern gaming, and it has kind of like a good mix of the old stuff. So I liked it for that. Okay. Ultimately, though, didn't beat it. Just was, it was sort of gets to the grindy point, and it's like, you know what? I just don't.
Had your time with it, right? Like, you had fun with it, and then it's,
So accordingly, to get like, what am I going to do with this? Like, play seasons? Like, I barely played one season of Diablo 4. And so seasons and I do not seem to match, put it that way. So I don't,
I mean, I can understand that, especially when you're not motivated by like, well, I paid for this. So I kind of have to go in. Whereas this is just like, again, donation where you're like, I don't have to. And then you just leave it.
Now you own Diablo 2 original, we believe. Like, would you, knowing that this exists now, would this kind of pique your interest to see, maybe I'll dip in, see what it's like?
It actually does kind of pique my interest, especially because I know I've mentioned this before. I don't know how many people agree, but my youngest loves Diablo.
Nice.
We played Diablo 3 together. We didn't purchase the new one. I'm waiting for that price drop, but that'll happen. This one might be like a fun one to join in on some sort of multiplayer aspect or get that going. Especially since it's so cheap. It's the original, right? I can buy them a copy, have mine, and we can go in and have some fun. And
that is, man, that is like
really challenging. We'll see.
Think about it, because that is tight. That is a very cool dad kind of moment. So
I think so.
The use of Diablo 2 to like bring your kid back into it, stall for the new one until it keeps going lower. I'd be curious to see how they would feel about the seasons. And if it'd be something that seasons added to this old game, I'd be curious to see how they'd take or not take to it.
I mean, this is perfect, really. Their birthday is this week, so I'd be like, hey, remember how you like Diablo? This is like a prequel. What is this? What is this graphics, Dad? What are you doing?
This is garbage. Hey, well, they were all about, what was the line? It's like the Minecraft ripoff. But it's like 2D. It's all on a...
Oh, Terraria?
Terraria, that
one? So
So it's not as if graphics will put them off too much.
That's true. That is true. They love Terraria. So this is the Terraria version of their Diablo 3. I like it.
It's like, listen, they released a Terraria mod for Diablo.
It's cool. Yes! It's... They never know. They don't Google enough as I do. So like they'd be like, yeah, my dad got me this pixel version of Diablo 3. It's called Diablo 2.
Because it's a 2D remake almost, you see. That's right. It's so basic.
This is like one of the lies you tell your kids, like, again, Santa and Tooth Fairy, and like later in life you tell them, you're like, you know what? That Diablo 2 thing that I got you is actually a game. It's not a pixel remaster. What?
That's a wedding speech right there.
That is.
You might remember. You just tell them all the. You bring up all the a scroll of all the lies, the gaming lies you told them to improve your own gaming life.
The player two controller was never connected. Sorry.
No, I've been lied to. I have no father. Oh, amazing. So definitely check it out. I'll give one last little call out here. It's kind of like the, if anything, it's the potential future promise.
Oh,
of okay. It. So this is Balatro. I played this a bit on stream. I just took a break from, I got just destroyed in Marvel Snap. In the most horrific way, but it was just like I just needed to leave. So like, I can't keep playing this game right now. So I fired up Balatro, and just this game is so great. What I'm interested with the promise of this game is it's very flat, in so much as the thing with like Marvel Snap or Magic the Gathering or any other deck builders is it's keeps growing. It has to, right? Like it's monetized, like they try to get you to pay something every single month. This is a purchase it, play it game, but there's enough. It's almost like in a way solitaire in that you can keep playing solitaire. And it's always kind of interesting because there's just so many combinations, right?
Yeah.
A bit like that, but obviously much, much more involved. And like you do these runs, interesting things. So in some ways too, more akin to Slay the Spire, but even more just simple because it's so the gameplay of it is just so flat that if you had this on a tablet, it's just something that you could just have. It's like, I'm going to have a quick round before bed. And you would just be able to go. So I think there is something to be said about this in its simplicity on like how devilishly fun it is and interesting and varied while being very flat. And it's not going to need to continue. It might, I'm sure they'll do some DLC type of stuff and, you know, new cards, new releases, fine. But you could just never buy that. And you just have this flat version. And it's a ton of fun. So just shout out to it. I don't know if you've like checked it out at all since kind of mentioning it. It's not necessarily your jam, but
It's not necessarily mine, but I'm glad that you picked it up and are enjoying it. Cause it does seem like again, right down your alley. And the pay one's kind of done with it. You master this stuff. Sounds great. And I do keep coming back to it and looking it over. I'm like, would I enjoy this? Let me just hear from Trevor. And I'm like, I know you're going to be like, yeah, this is amazing. I love it. But I'm like, it still doesn't like totally fit with what I have. So
yeah,
I don't know. I keep looking at it one day. I think I'll just shell out. It's not expensive. So
it's simple too. Like there really is not. The challenge would be is I'm not sure you're going to get until you have an opportunity to do the cards. Cause I mean, with most streamers, like they're being bombastic and they also tend to be really good at these games. So they're sort of like, well, if I min-max a 0.5 on this and I, you know, cross-reference that to the 7 steps, I can get the big score. And then Trevor plays, it's like, well, this Joker doubles it. That's cool.
This sounds like the old, again, we talk Final Fantasy, the old equipments and like all the stats associated with them. And you like juggle that, and then there's Final Fantasy X, the sphere grids and adds like times 2%, and you have to juggle all that. For this, I'd be like, okay, what's the higher number?
Like, yeah. big numbers go up.
Numbers, yeah. Good job.
Because God, I missed that with some of the Final Fantasy stuff. It's like, hey, I got a new weapon, and you look at the arrows,
yes,
on the stats. It's like, okay, 8 out of 10 arrows go up. So that's approved. Let's go.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah, well, if you're doing this kind of build, what you're going to want to do is really be careful of the ratios. I'm like, what the fuck?
What is this? I'm not gonna bother with that. Yep. No, next.
So dad called it to Balatro, stumbled across it. It is awesome. So
good,
really excited by it. Super happy I bought it. I'm probably gonna buy it on iPad when it comes out,
because I hope it does. I think that would be a good fit for it, especially with travel and stuff.
It's on Switch, so it for sure can.
Is it on Switch?
It's on Switch.
Wow. Yeah. Nintendo getting this good gambling-esque game before anybody else.
Hold on, Trevor's gonna Google something.
You lied to me. You told me it was on Switch.
Blatro.
It's like Santa Claus all over again.
I think there was two issues. Number one was, okay, it is on Switch. It's $20.
Interesting.
Is it worth it? I'm trying to see. Yanked over rating. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Gambling concerns. Okay.
Was there not? Maybe.
So there's a couple of problems. Number one, just building anything for the Switch compared to, you know, PC and the other, those other titles.
Right.
And then Switch, of course, it's like one of 2024's best games has been yanked from Switch over gambling concerns. Folks in Europe might not be able to buy and play Bilateral on their Switch for a while. So it got pulled because of the gambling thing. I think that got overturned. At the very least, it's available in North America. It's on Switch. So just to mention.
And if not a Switch, just go get a Steam Deck. Same thing.
It's just like it's a perfect straw on the camel's back to get that. It's like, look, darling, I don't.
There you go.
I just need to play this card battler. It costs $20, so I need to buy the $600 black box I can carry around with me at all
times. That's right. Do you want me to go to a real casino, or do you want me to play this free game or this like $20 game, and that's it?
I'm saving money, frankly.
I'm saving money. That's right.
We'll wrap it up there, everybody. Hey, thank you, everybody, for listening so much. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you like the show, you can find us on all the major podcast networks. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Caster, anywhere where you get your podcast. Just search for New Dad Gaming. If you do, something that really helps us out, makes a honest, significant impact, is to leave a rating and a review. That really helps with the algorithm, boosts us up to the signal, and brings it as many Final Fantasy remembering poker roguelike playing gaming dads as possible to the show. Join the posse here as we struggle with our kids growing up together playing games. So we'd appreciate that very much. Please do so. Reach out to us at New Dad Gaming, newdadgaming.com. Speaking with the gaming dads, one of the best parts of the show altogether. Until next week, everybody, thank you so much for listening. My name is Trevor, and I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Always remember, just because you became a dad
does not mean it's a moment.
See you next week.
See you later.